I'm doing well. How about y'all guys?
Doing good. So a 51-18 win over Pillion tonight.
Yes, sir. Guys came out and played well. We're kind of clicking early on all cylinders offensively. Defensively came out and did a great job. Gave us great field position. Bryce Beals came out and threw, I think, early first three touchdowns. So we were able to move the ball effectively. And then, like I said, defensively came out and did a great job. We gave up one big play, there in the second quarter. But other than that, I was proud of our guys coming out and getting that first W for the year.
So how did Bryce do tonight? What was his stats again? About? I know you don't have official stats.
Well, he was close to probably 300 yards, but that was all in the first half. We kind of, they kind of started, adjusting and playing a little more two-man and only have five in the box. So we started running the football a little bit on our inside zone, outside zone. And we had to kind of before there in the second half, our second, third score. So we didn't throw it too much in the second half. But he did a great job. He was one of our leaders out there. He's senior quarterback. He's putting up some good numbers, and he's leading offense and doing a great job of that.
Well, you guys played a pretty tough schedule. I mean, you start off with Gilbert, who's 4-0 right now and probably with one of the best running backs in the state, in Catrez Cook. Yeah. You play a Calhoun County team very close that is coming off of a state championship. And then you play a Dreher team that's unbeaten, and they got a good win tonight, and they appear to be one of the better teams in Region 5 of 4A. So you played a tough schedule. So, you've been close. I mean, even in the Calhoun County game, it was a close game. So looking down the road, you got another tough one next week, Brooklyn Casey. Yeah. And, of course, they're coming off of a loss, so they're not going to be happy. And then you get into region play, and honestly, with the way things are looking, you guys are going to be, look to be like you're going to be pretty competitive in region play.
Well, that's our plan, Jim. We did this schedule for a reason. We wanted to get our guys, out there and playing good competition. We feel like all those teams we played, Dreher, Gilbert, Calhoun County, are going to be teams that, we feel like are probably going to be tougher than what we're going to see in region play. So if we can go out and compete against those guys, and we did, we couldn't put four quarters together, and we finally did that at night. We play Calhoun County up 24-20, and, we had the ball on the 1 yard line, can't punch it in. We have some deep balls that hit our receivers in the hands. We drop it, and, we go to Dreher, and it's a 17-7 game, and going in right four score for half, and we throw a pick, and he returns for a touchdown. So it's a big 14-point swing there. So, defensively against Dreher, having 300 yards. So it's just about, playing more consistent. We talked about that tonight, Same thing tonight, late in the game, we give off a kickoff, kickoff coverage, give up a touchdown. So we just talked about focusing on that and emphasizing that. And then, again, obviously, Brooklyn Casey, is one of the better teams, in the middle there. So, we knew we were going to have our hands, we knew we were going to have our be tested over these first five games, but we feel like in the long run it's going to help us come to region play.
How's the crowd down at Pillion? I'm just curious. I can't tell you the last time I've been to a game at Pillion. They come out for those Friday night games?
Yeah, it was a good crowd out there tonight. They had the band playing. They had a big performance saluting, our troops in the military.
Okay.
And the great collegiate fans were out tonight, too, in full force. So it was a really good atmosphere tonight, too.
Good deal. Dan Holland does a good job out there. Of course, second year at Pillion coming from HKT. He did a super job there. And, Adam, congratulations tonight. And get those boys ready to go over to, it's not the cage anymore. I was going to say get ready to go to the cage, but now they call it Fort Knox or something like that. But anyway, it's going to be a good game. Get out of that one with no injuries and get to region play.
Well, whatever it is, we're excited about it. Coach Sharp is doing a good job with those guys. It's an opportunity for our guys to play in a great stadium like that. So our guys are looking forward to it, and we'll see what happens on this Friday.
All right, appreciate you calling the show, Coach. Enjoy your weekend.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.